Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry. What comes to mind when you think about entertainment, social opportunities, dating? If you're not thinking about nursing homes, you might want to tune in tonight. South Dakota Focus airs tonight at 8 Central, 7 Mountain, and the topic is the changing culture within our long-term care, independent, and assisted living facilities. Stephanie Rissler is the host of the show, and she joins us today from our SDPB studio in Vermilion. Stephanie, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, good to be here. I liked that intro. That sums up the show perfectly.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And I know this topic is actually really twofold, both that changing culture and the housing needs for aging people in South Dakota. So I know today's facilities are very different now than they were even a decade ago. What does that mean for South Dakotans?
Great question. We are going to be talking about the two different things, how that culture has changed, but really how our housing needs for all of us as we grow older have it's changed. And what are we doing as South Dakotans and those that are in the industry? What are they doing to meet those changing needs? And so this is one of those topics that was suggested to me by one of the guests. Her name is Bobby Jo Leggett. She has been in the healthcare industry and assisted living arena for many years. She reached out to me a few months ago to talk about what she has seen in terms of everything you mentioned in your intro. A lot of folks that are going into the facilities, they want social opportunities. They want to be entertained. They want all of those things that, you know, our 30s, our 40s, our 50-year-olds are enjoying. And can they get that with the dollar that they are spending as they go into these facilities? So part of our discussion will be, what do these facilities really look like today? And they can have a wide gap of ages as well. Part of that is today's American is living longer than ever before. The other sad reality is, unfortunately, many folks are inflicted with diseases and illnesses at a younger age. And so we may have a 50 or a 60-year-old that's dealing with some memory loss issues in the same facility as someone in their 90s. And what those individuals want may be very different. So the staff has to figure out how they provide that care and those needs for both individuals. So tonight's discussion will be a full one. It will be robust, no doubt, but those are the different things that we'll be talking about.
Great. And you mentioned Bobby Jo Leggett, one of the guests tonight who suggested this topic. We've got other guests from around the state who are involved in assisted living and long-term care. Who else can viewers hear from tonight?
So tonight we have Brandi Fiala, and she is the executive director of our Assisted Living Association of South Dakota. So she'll really talk about the industry as a whole, but what's interesting about Brandi, she also has embarked on her own housing solution. It is called Be Free, and when she was describing it to me, she said, "Thank Golden Girls." Well, I love the Golden Girls show, and to be able to age in an atmosphere like that sounds absolutely amazing to me. So she'll be talking about both of those things. We also have Sally Dom. Sally Dom has been in the industry for years. I actually did a story with her many years ago, how she was combining preschool kids in the same facility as a nursing home. So she has much to bring to the table. She is her own consultant now. So she will share with us the changes she has seen. And then we have Nathan Gelhouse. He has two facilities, one in Yankton and one in Aberdeen. One is very much your assisted living, independent living type facility. The other is a facility that treats many of those folks that are in their 50s and 60s that unfortunately have memory loss issues, and he's helping those folks and their families understand the best type of care when we're hit with something at such a young age.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great folks to hear from tonight, and I know we're also looking at housing needs in these facilities. Looking ahead, it's sounding like older Americans are expected to outnumber children for the first time ever by 2035. Is there a role of government in making sure some of these housing needs are met?
Well, you know, I suppose that's up for interpretation. We did interview Senator Mike Rounds about many of the things that we will talk about tonight. And he says, yes, government does play a role for aging Americans. Now, we all go back to when he was governor. One of the things he always talked about was government needs to take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. So in his interview, he really does hit on that particular issue and how he feels government needs to step in when people cannot take care of themselves. And that's the aging, that's the young, that's those that have been inflicted with some type of a disease or an illness. And he shares his thoughts with where government needs to kind of be a part of that. He talks about the future, and he understands and recognizes that we have an aging population across America and how government needs to pay attention to this and dictate policy and rules as they need to be created as we move forward and as we age as a society.
Great. Really cool show. I'm excited to watch it tonight. SDPB's Stephanie Rissler, host of South Dakota Focus. Catch it tonight on SDPB TV. Stephanie, thank you for being a friend and for joining us today.
Thanks, Jackie.